of Gozes. So the Mishnah says, "Hanotel tziparnav zo bezo, o b'shina v'chein tzara v'chein tzvama v'chein tzkano, v'chein agadoz v'chein akuchel v'chein aposekes, v'lezim mechayiv v'chachamim osu mishum shvus." So, machlokes. So the Gemara says, "Amar zo machlokes biyad." Because if you cut the nails, you try to take them off with your hand, so that could be a shinui. Aval bekli, divrei akol chayif. Because if you cut your nails with a kli on Shabbos, with a nail cutter, so everyone says, you're chayif. Bekli divrei akol chayif. So the Pasha Pshat would therefore mean, oh, okay. Yes, he has a Mokum Kavua here. I'll take you away your Mokum Kavua.
Thank you.
Okay, good to see you. So we're talking about cutting nails on Shabbos. Oh, okay. See, now not everyone's here.
Is this anybody's place yet?
You're good.
You're good. Looking
forward
to Thursday night.
For Thursday night, no one has a book. Right. Oh. So if you cut nails on Shabbos, so the pashtus is if you use a nail cutter, then it's a melacha d'oraisa. Oh, so Tosfos says an important chiddush. If you cut your nails, it's a melacha d'oraisa. So Tosfos says, look at Tosfos. Aval b'kli divrei akol chayiv. Hainu k'Rabbi Yehuda. The mechayiv melacha shein etzricha l'gufo. One line. He says like this. There is a machlokes between Rav Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. About a melacha shein etzricha l'gufo. Say, for example, a person catches an animal, not because he wants to use the animal, use the skin, use the meat. He just doesn't want the animal to harm him. So he catches it, he kills it, or whatever. So that's a melacha shein etzricha l'gufa. Because in the Mishkan, when they caught the animal and they killed the animal, it was to use the animal. So if you're doing it for something other than the usage itself, that's a melacha shein etzricha l'gufa. So Reb Shimon says, melacha shein etzricha l'gufa on Shabbos is potter. And the Chachamim disagree, and Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Reb Shimon says potter, and Rabbi Yehuda says chayef.
So according to this, we could tie into that Rabbi Lutzer holds like...
So 1 second. So therefore, so Tosfos says, if you cut nails on Shabbos, you're not interested in using the nails. You're not interested in using the nails.
Right.
So then it's a melacha shein etzricha l'gufa. So therefore, according to Reb Shimon, you're potter. It's only according to Reb Yehuda that you're mechayev. And most Rishonim paskin like Reb Shimon. The melacha shein etzricha l'gufa is potter. Happens to be that the Rambam Shita is, this is one of the outstanding Rambams, that his shita is against the general trend, and he paskins, the Rambam paskins that like Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, never too late.
Rabbi Yehuda's
Issei Muksa? Yeah. Oh, never too late. So, here, come. Maybe we'll make room for the Dr. Einstein.
Rabbi Yehuda?
Give you a good chair here. Yeah. You want to come here? This way you can come with him.
Okay.
Rabbi Yehuda's Islay Muksa? Rabbi Yehuda holds
Muksa? That's a different Muksa.
I just want to know that. They're consistent here.
So Rabbi Yehuda holds from Muksa, Rabbi Shimon doesn't.
So in general, Rabbi Yehuda's Mamach,
anyway. Yeah. So we're talking about cutting nails on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, if you cut your nail on Shabbos, you're chayif with a kli. If you use it with a kli. So Tosas says that's only hainu Rabbi Yehuda. That's only according to Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda's shita is the melacha shein tzrichel guf is chayif. But according to Rabbi Shimon, melacha shein tzrichel guf is potter. So b'meila, according to Rabbi Shimon, if you cut nails on Shabbos, it's only a drabbanan. Loit Rabbi Shimon, if you cut nails on Shabbos, it's only drabbanan, because you don't need the nails, right? Another chair. Yeah, take a seat.
Another two chairs.
Alright. Oh, give him a special chair for the Rabbi Halper.
Gotta move the venue next time.
Here, come, take a seat.
Okay. To be disruptive.
It's okay. Okay. So.
Since it's in a tzricha l'gufa, what would be a tzricha l'gufa? If you needed the nail to... In other words,
in the Mishkan, when they did goizes, or in other words, the pure malacha of tzricha l'gufa is you do the malacha for the guf hadover. Say, for example, so Tosa says like this. Say you need the wool. So you take, you shear the wool off the animal because you need the wool. But if you don't need the wool, then that's a malacha shein tzricha l'gufa. So Tosa says like this. If you cut nails on Shabbos and you throw out the nails, you don't need the nails. So Tosa says, only according to Rabbi Yehuda that malacha shein tzricha l'gufa is chayiv, are you chayiv? But loit Rav Shimon, according to Rav Shimon, if you throw out the nails, then you're potter.
But you don't cut the nails because of the nails. My wool, you cut the wool for the nails.
Right.
The nails you cut for the enemy shall have no
wool. Right.
He doesn't need the nails.
Right. So Tosa says, right, but Tosa says that any malacha shein tzrichel, any time you cut nails, according to Rav Shimon, you're going to be potter. It's only as close to shita is, you cut nails on Shabbos, it's only a drabanan. Light toast is only drabanan. You give someone a haircut on Shabbos, you cut his hair on Shabbos, and then you throw away the hair. Toast of shita is, that's only a malacha drabanan. Because we paskin like Rav Shimon. Malacha shein tzrichel guf is potter. So since we pass like Rav Shimon, the malacha shein tzrichel guf is potter, so mamela, if you don't need it, you're potter.
And we're saying the Mishnah is talking about a case where they're going to use the nails. Because if not, the Mishnah, this would be a...
In other words, the Mishnah is according to Rabbi Yehuda.
If it's only Rabbi Yehuda, that means that we have a machlokas earlier in the parak, and we have achakach stam. The stam Mishnah, we're saying, according to the way you were giving chat and puzzles, is the stam Mishnah, so it's... So according...
I have a good chair for you.
Am I missing? Did I go off in what I just said?
Yeah, but you have to see. Maybe there's another Stam Mishnah someplace else. I don't know all the Stam Mishnahs. Reb Chaim had a son-in-law, Reb Chaim Brisker. His name was Reb Hirsch Glickson. He was the son-in-law of Reb Chaim Brisker. And Reb Beresh Mandelbaum told me once, he said, you know what Reb Chaim was most impressed with his Adam, that he was a Bucky in Mishnais. He would think, Reb Chaim Brisker, that he was a Bucky in Mishnais. This is what Beresh Mandelbaum told me, that he was very impressed with his son-in-law, that he was a Bucky in Mishnais. Reb Hirsch Glickson was his name, the yeshiva. So Tosa says that if you cut nails on Shabbos, it's only chayiv according to Rabbi Yehuda, that malacha shein tzricha l'guf is chayiv. But we paskin like Rabbi Shimon, that malacha shein tzricha l'guf is what? Is potter. So b'meila, it'll only be a drabon. That's Shitas Tosas. See? He says, Aval b'kli divrei hakol chayiv haynik Reb Yehuda. The mechayiv b'locha shein tzricha l'gufa. So who argues? There are two rishonim that argue with this tosis. The Ramban. Now let me tell you why it's so important to know if it's a deraisa or a derabbanan. There's a famous shaila in the poskim. You know, the minig is when a woman goes to the mikveh, she cuts her nails. Right? She cuts her nails. Pashtus is because there could be dirt underneath the nail, so he cuts it. So if it's clean, technically, it's okay. But still the minig is to cut the nails. Why? Because we have a concept of kol ha'omed liktzotz kekotzutz dami. So since the nails are going to be eventually cut off, so we view it ke'ilu, it's cut off now. So therefore, it's ke'ilu, you have a nail that's not part of your body. That's a chatzitza. So the shaila is...
Why don't you say the same thing about hair?
In a chanami, there's a whole...
So is that justification for shaving the head?
Yeah, so there's a whole discussion in the Chasam Sofer about women after they get married and shave off their head. So maybe it should be a chatzitza beforehand. Because when they go to the mikveh before the wedding.
Never in the history of Klal Yisrael have single women gotten their heads shaven before the wedding.
Yeah, so we'll see. Right. Oh, so one second. So the shaila is, this is the shaila poskim talk about, we'll see soon. That what if it's a Friday night mikveh and the woman forgot to cut her nails? So what do you do? So we have a klal in halacha that shvus to shvus b'mokam mitzvah. To tell a guy to do a derabanan, that's mutter if it's a tzorach mitzvah. But to tell a guy to do a deraisa, you can't tell a guy. Unless some poskim say if it's a tzorach harabim, then you can tell a guy even to do a deraisa. But shvus to shvus b'mokam mitzvah. So the big question is like this. If cutting nails is a deraisa, then it's not a shvus to shvus. Then it's only one derabanan, a mir lakum. But if cutting nails is a derabanan, then it would be a shvus to shvus b'mokam mitzvah. So that's going to be a big nafkamina. Lamaisa, in this shaila, is cutting, because the nails, you don't need the nails. So it's a melacha shein tzricha l'gufa. So according to Tosfos, it's only the rabbanan.
Tzarech, though, is on the person doing the maisa, though, right? So if the guy does the maisa, is it still a melacha shein tzricha l'gufa?
Right. I mean, he's not using it. No one's using it. He's not using it. You're not using it. The woman's not using it.
I think you can't just say it's a melacha shein tzricha l'gufa, and we can knock it down another level of shvus by amir la'akam. You need to establish that for the guy as well, it's
right,
a machash and it's
right, Gufa. Right, so Pasha says he's not going to use the nails either.
Am I allowed to say to goy to open the light? Is it in the shul? If it's full?
Right.
In Shabbat? So
some are makel because it's tzorech harabim.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Can you tell him directly or any...
Yeah, some are makel with tzorech harabim.
Yeah. How's the welcome? That's what happened to us.
It's only omid legozes for those who don't need, it's only according to one shita. And mitzad hapashtus, most women, if it's not the time of mikvah, are not cutting their nails so frequently. They're letting it dafka grow long.
Right.
So it's not omid legozes.
Yeah, but
so
then...
Why be matur, they're cutting even...
Oh, so we're going to see.
Eventually, you don't let your fingernails grow out to here.
Right.
But you said that on everything. Most women leave their nails. They don't have to go to mikvah. Leave their nails, you know, unlike...
Oh, some length, but they're still going to trim it at some point.
So, again, that's your question with the hair piece. So you should probably have to shave your head a minute before you go into the mikvah.
Normally, zero.
We don't do that.
Doesn't compute.
Oh, so the Ramban disagrees with Tosfos. Ramban on page 2. He says, "V'imtoymar, re'afal pikein belachas shein tzrichel gufa hidum yidchov v'gum v'ein tzarich el afar." Lo tita b'zeh shachavala b'kan hi adam atzmo shu tzarichlo. For the mises el gozes v'notel sa'ara v'tziparnav bein l'sakin gufo u'liapos atzlo bein l'tzarich haseya v'giza kulo melach tzrichel gufa hi. Mishik shakol dover echad v'anatila hi atzma ha'melacha. He says that no, that even if you don't need the nails, even if you're doing it to miyape the person doesn't look nice with such long hair, right? A person doesn't look nice with such long nails, even though the nails are going into the garbage. Nonetheless, it's called hatzricha legufa. It's hatzricha legufa because gufa means, as Rav Goodman points out, either need the nails or need to the thing that you're causing beauty as a result of cutting off the nails, then it's called Tzricha L'Gufa.
So it's a
deraisa then.
How is this different from the other cases where we see clearly from the Gemara I have a fire. What's the difference?
If you extinguish the fire.
Yeah.
If you extinguish the fire, so then, and you don't need the coals.
Yeah.
So that's the malacha shein tzrichel gufa.
The same mice, I could say the same.
Yeah, but this is a different malacha. This is the malacha of gozes.
Why should it be?
So he says gozes is the as Rav Goodman points out, it's the mice in the tila is the.
Why would?
Well, look in the Rivash. He also disagrees. One second, on page 4. The Rivash disagrees. Says the Rivash on page 4. Oh. Avel mertila seyav etziparnaim derech netil b'kach v'nira lo madgamti nafshato lohavi b'mishkan l'chach l'tzorech ha'or. He said in the Mishkan, they also, why did they shear the animal? It wasn't necessarily what they wanted, the wool. The leather. They wanted the skins. So in the Mishkan itself, they did it for that reason. So therefore, can ikur malachas afshati l'tzorcha or kol sha'or nifsad poter aval gziza ha'isu b'mishkan shalol l'tzorcha tzemer v'azayar rach l'tzorcha or gom ba'oros t'choshim, that when they needed the or to put on top of the Mishkan, so they wanted to take off the wool to have the skins. So therefore, it was the tzorach of the skin. So too, if you're cutting the tzorach the person, not the tzorach the nails, that's also how. Alkein chayiv kol shehu l'tzorach gufo, af al pi she'einu tzorach l'seyer, u'melacha tzricha l'gufo hi. So the Rivash oichet krigs with Tosfos, and he says cutting nails on Shabbos or giving someone a haircut on Shabbos is a melacha d'oraisa. You give him a haircut, he looks nice. He looks like a mensch.
Is that a chiddush of the Rivash though that they didn't use the fleece of the wool in the Mishkan?
Yeah. The question is, there's a discussion whether the Oros T'chashim, the question that people raise is it true what the Rivash is saying that they had a shear? Maybe the Oros T'chashim they left on the thing. That's his kiddush that they point out, that he's assuming that Oros T'chashim they took off the hair. I could hear it's probably mistaber that they did that. It's a hairy Mishkan, if.
So it's like, what's the reason what he's saying and just saying it's a melechas machsheves where you want to get the nail off and therefore you're doing the melech of goes?
Yeah, but still you have it's still a dinam tzricha l'gufa.
Even by
yes, it still has to be tzricha l'gufa. So he's saying that tzricha l'gufa, Rav Goodman wants to claim that he's saying any type of tzorech is tzricha l'gufa. Whereas Rav Goodman thought maybe the Rivash and the Ramban are arguing in what it has to be. But basically they're both on the side, the Ramban and the Rivash, that if you cut off the hair, then it's a, you want to give someone a haircut, that's a deraisa. Now, if you want to see the machloikas, if you take a look, the famous machloikas here is in Hilchas Nida.
Sorry, how does the Chasam Sofer resolve the issue he raises?
Because the Chasam Sofer resolves the issue by saying that it's not Omek Ligzos until after the Bi'ur Rishona. So Mamela, which is something that's in between when she's going to cut off her hair. Because Chasam Sofer has a question, how can the woman who's going to cut off the hair go to the mikveh before the wedding if she's going to cut off her hair? Isn't the Seher's Omek Ligzos, so it's a Chatzitza. So he says it's only Omek Ligzos after the Bi'ur Rishona. So Mamela, it's not Omek Ligzos before the Bi'ur Rishona. So Mamela, it's not a Chatzitza. That's the Chasam
Sofer. And afterward it is a Chatzitza?
Afterwards, according to the Shita, that Omek Ligzos is a Gozos, then it'll be a Shail of a Chatzitza.
In Frankfurt Online, they didn't shave their heads.
In the Midbar, they don't shave their
heads.
Because the coin...
If they didn't shave their heads, they didn't have to worry about the Omek. It's Omek.
Yeah. So let's take a look. Let's see the Machlokes inside in the Taz. There's a famous Taz and Shach about this. Take a look. Take a look on page 9. Yeah, look in the first, in the Mechaber Chof. It says, Davke botzei tzich tachas hatzipor chotzitz. In other words, if you have some dough underneath your nail, there's a chatzitza. But the Shulchan Aruch says, Avei tzipor atzma ein chotzitzis. But the nail itself is not a chatzitza, the Mechaber Paskins. Afilin hoysa gdolo omeres lichotech, uparachas voveres mikenegar abosar ein chotzitzis. Even if you have a big nail, in other words, the Mechaber doesn't hold from this whole Midlikzos Kekotzitz Domi. So he holds even a big nail. But the problem, the Mechaber says, is the dirt that are underneath. So says the Ramah, Mir kol ze davke shein tsoa botzik tachto b'shoas shetovlo. Me'achad kvar, u'me'achad kvar nogo lito la tziporneim afil nim tzipor nachas nisho b'yodo v'tovlo, tzvicha tvila acheres. Chein nogo. So the Ramah is very machmer, that he says the minug to be Thomas, he seems very machmir on that.
He also sounds like it's a minhag and not a halakha.
Yeah, there's a tshuva...
Which makes a big difference in terms of whether you could be Mechad and Shabbos.
Yeah, there's a tshuva in the... Reb Chaim Oizer has... Reb Chaim Oizer has a tshuva. Where he was makel. So women, say some women... Some women... You know, they want to have long nails. They don't want to have every month to start again with the... So based on the Sachiez, when she cleans it under, they can make her for these women. Because it's better that they should go to the mikveh than they shouldn't go to the mikveh because of this... because the Mechaber paskins that you don't say all medligzos kagos is dummy. The only thing the Mechaber cares about is it should be clean. Others have this chumra of omen ligzos kagos. So this woman, you're gonna tell her she has to cut it, and then she might not want to go to the mikveh. She wants to have long fancy nails. So in certain communities, they'll let the women be toivel.
The definition of chatzitza is something that you're makbar on. If you're not makbar on it, isn't that the basis of halacha in general?
Right.
Any woman who wants to have long nails, that is certainly.
Well, first of all, two things I have to say. Number one, machpid is a definite question whether it's mach on you or whether it's a din in the oilam. That's one discussion. And furthermore, if you hold it as minug, so then because of this minug, then.
But if this is only a minhag and the Ramah passes, let's go straight with the Ramah. Could we do a shvus l'shvus for a minhag?
Let's look at the Taz. Look at the Taz. He says, "Me'achad kvar nogu litov." Bagos shari dura. Chafal, from the third line there. Pasuk b'loshon zeh im chashacha v'lo not lo tzipernayim kodem tefila eino chotzetzis. The Hagosh Aridur here on page, we're on page 9. The Chafalah from the Taz, you see?
Oh, the Taz.
Page 9. Sifkot and Chafalah from the Taz. The Hagosh Aridura. Pasuk b'loshon zeh im chashacha v'lo not lo tzipernayim kodem tefila eino chotzetzis. So Hagosh Sharidur says if she forgot to cut the nails, it's not a chatzitza. Uvad shelo hei besocha tit. As long as it's clean. Mikol mokom tov lachmir v'tit bol pam sheni. Mishum dievcher shelo tei besocha tit hakal shana. So he says it's a chumra to go again because of the dirt, not because of the nail, because of the dirt. Rashal hatik mitshuvas maram bezed da also latvila kol shabodechas tachat zimbonea. And the Marshal says, as long as you checked and it was clean, it's okay. Well, Mori Vachami, that's the Bach. That was his shver. The Taz's father-in-law was the Bach. So he always quotes him, Mori Vachami. Because of Shanira lo, afil im bari lo, shalo hayo sham tzoa, titpo pam sheni, shari ikla mando tzvir lady, mitziporin omen likotzitz, uchotzitz. But the Bach says, no, even if she knows for sure that the nail was clean underneath, you still have to be toivel again because it's a chatzitza. It's only lichtos kekotzitz. He says, lo domi lo saros harosh. You see, but saros harosh, in other words, he wasn't a chassidisha. So he says, saros harosh, rov noshim ein darkim lichotzitz. Hashem came with Tzim Parnayim, the Kulam Kotzim, Havi Chatzitzim, Mot Kotzim, Zayin Kalashonim. So that's what the Hagos, the Shari Dura says. So comes the Taz, and says, Udvarav Temuhim, Takola Poskim Kosvukan De'enu Eleminag Ba'alma. What do you tell Bach says, in other words, he's arguing with the Shver. The Shver says that if a woman didn't cut her nails, it's not a good tefillah. It's a chatzitza. That's what the Bach says. And the Taz argues with the Shver. And he says, no, what are you talking about? The post can just say it's a minig ba'alma. So you see that it's not a real chatzitza. He says the whole thing is just the chumrah, and if they noticed it right away, she can go again, but once she was once in Baila, she was with her husband, we're not going to make her go to the mikveh after that. Okay, so then he says, look further down. He says, look where the arrow is, the third arrow here on the left. Davkim cholamoy, the b'shabbos v'yantim, imiru sheshikcha litol hatzipernayim, lo tomer lavoros kachom shetach tochla. This is what you said, Yonason. That if she forgot Friday night, and she, I forgot to cut my nails, don't get a goy. Don't get a goy. Because it's not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah to have your nails cut. Ain't mitzvah gemura. Benetilas litziparayim. Da'evsher benikra tachter. You can just get it clean underneath. So if you forget to cut your nails, so just make sure the nails are clean, the Taz says. It's not right, says the Taz. Da'evsher benikra tachter. Ramen nevotel b'zeh shvuz damir la'akum shvuz. Who? Because you're violating the Isra Amir La'akum for no good reason. It's not a good enough reason. In other words, this minug, okay, it's a minug, but that's not a good enough a reason to violate that a goy should do an Isra Daraisa for you? For a minug? He says, no, chas v'sholem.
What does it mean, shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah?
Meaning?
Does it mean b'mitzvah or b'makom mitzvah?
B'makom mitzvah means to do a mitzvah, enable to do.
Where the place where a mitzvah, the parsha of a mitzvah.
Yeah, but this you can do the mitzvah without.
But it's a makom mitzvah.
Yeah, but no, makom mitzvah means in the makom when there's a mitzvah. Means I have to get the shofar, you know, from the tree. Because the shofar's on the tree, so I can't get it down, so I get a goy. So that's the shvus, b'makom mitzvah. Because without that, I'm not going to be able to do the mitzvah. But here, you could do the mitzvah fine. You can just make sure without the goy.
And he says a
further thing, that you violate a mir la'akum, and he says, and you might be violating a malacha also, because the woman has to stretch out her finger, so it's a messiah. So he
is claimed, there a messiah by a guy?
In other words, if a guy is doing it, and you're messiah.
To say,
So he says, look what he says.
Whereas if you're Messiah, this is a chiddush of the Taz. If you're Messiah to a goy to do a malacha, because without you, he won't be able to cut the nail. And cutting the nail, he's learning as an issa daraisa. Cutting the nail is an issa daraisa. Even, in other words, apparently,
not for the guy.
No, it's never an issa daraisa for the guy. But that's when we say shvus to shvus. It means, had he been a Jew, would it have been a malacha daraisa?
Once it's an issa daraisa, there's no heter to do it in the first place.
Right, but now he wants to make it. But he wants to make it even a stronger taina. Tachronim don't go with one taina. They go on thick, lay it on thick. In other words, one thing is I violated an Amir of Akum. Now he's saying, and I think he even violated something worse than that. Because you yourself are involved in doing the malacha.
Can you explain the mechanics of Messiah by a guy?
In other words, if I tell the guy to open the light, so I'm not Messiah, do anything, he's doing it on his own. But if I tell a guy to
come, pass the ladder to the guy or whatever. Maybe that's not the best example.
Because he can do it.
So he can.
But he's saying if you stretch out your finger for the guy to cut the nail, so he says then you're violating a malacha also. It's a chiddush what he's saying.
The same thing as getting a haircut.
Without you, right.
Whether your hands out, your hands in, he still can't cut it.
He can only cut the nail if you put out your finger.
Not necessarily true.
I mean, you know what I mean. Like, he's not going to cut the nail unless she puts it out.
That's a big difference
between
he's not going to and he can't.
Yeah, he can force her to, okay.
Whatever, this is the Taz's
Chiddush. And then he says, Kahid Shematzinu, Lini HaKofes Peya, Shigama Nikav Chayiv.
He wants to bring a raya if somebody cuts off your payas. So the halacha is echad hamakif, echad hanikaf. That is an issue on the person who is giving the haircut and the person who gets the haircut. So some poskim, Rav Zolti has a whole piece, points out some Rishonim hold that's only a special din by payas because it says lo sakifu, plural. But by other but the Taz, as Zolti points out, is learning that it's not only a din in pace. It's a din in anything that you're helping a malacha being done, and without you it won't be done.
Does it have to be a vasapas?
One second. So therefore, one second. Shagama nika chayvim siya b'dor shemata asmo.
And
And he says, "Vaymo ma dinochanami shlo tidpok sheiro came b'shabbos yontif." Say, "Eino deram b'chol lo he tir all day shintal keres." So he says, "And don't say that the woman can't go to the mikvah." So he says, "Let her go. Just let her make sure that the nails are clean."
How did the Bukhari and Poskin get around this?
One second, and then on top of page 10, he says, "Ve'isi misha shogog b'zeh." Top of page 10 on the left side, "Ve'isi misha shogog b'zeh v'tzivu lachtoch b'yontav olidei v'chovim v'lo kivei nechono l'anias daiti." He says he knows a rav that paskin that you should get a goy, and he thinks that it's an incorrect psak. So that's the that's the Taz Shita.
Until World War II, most people didn't have heat in their houses. They had a guy come on Shabbos morning and relight the fire, reset the fire.
Right.
So Kar, opening the door is Messiah now. You're letting the guy into your house.
Car is a fellow, though.
No. 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 Because it's too far removed. It's too far removed. Here, you're directly involved with the Molocha. He's cutting you.
This,
you let him in the house, you don't call that. That's Lifnei de Lifnei. That's too. Yeah. Okay. So who all?
Sakifu. Russian Gambia. Sakifu means to be in a look.
Yeah.
You bet that he sits still and somebody else has got him off his ears.
Yeah, so somebody showed him Darshan, Echad HaMakif, Echad HaNikov on that.
What do you mean by Nikov? That he let himself go.
You let him, yeah. Yeah, you let him. Now the Shach, yeah. The Shach argues with this Tas. Look on the bottom of page 9 in the Nekudas HaKesef. You see, the Shach has his regular parish, and then when he has deliberations with the Tas, he wrote another thing on the side called Nekudas HaKesef that was also written by the Shach. So he gives back. You know?
Less work.
Yeah. I insist the coin. Because Gamma Shahugad Lisha Godel Echad Heshi Betshuva Kedvar Vosa Godel Hu Maram Lublin. The Kvari Sakti Lo Besif Se Koin Sham. Go on page 10 now. Rabbi Shapasak the Shabbos Titbol Shenis Vasur Lachtoch Hatziporn V'Siem Reisi Misha Shogog B'Zev V'Tzivu Lachtoch Zeh Shohara. So he says Zeh Shohara Tov Hora. So in other words, the Shach says this rabbi who paskin that you should get a goy to do it, it's a good psak. Not like the Taz said it's a bad psak. It's a good psak. The Masha Kosev, the Kiva, the Messiah, have a Kiva, also Melacha Shuz, Bisham, Yan, Dumya, the Nikov, Tarbetarti. He says, he thinks the Taz is wrong on two counts. Number one, Chad, the Dafil Chotchon Bekli, Hu Atzmo, like a Kanisur Darais. He says, even if the woman would cut her nails herself on Shabbos, it would only be an Issa Darabonin, because it's a Melacha Shein, it's Sricha Lagufa. So the Taz is saying, oh, it's a Daraisa. The Taz is saying it's the rice, and not only if she does it, but even if the guy does it to her, the Taz says it's the rice. And the Shach says, no, even if she does it herself, it's only the Rabbanim. Because it's a Malach Hashem, it's Tzrich Gufa. Because you don't need the nails. In other words, the Shach paskins like Toysis. That cutting nails on Shabbos is the Rabbanim, unless you need the nails. And giving a haircut is a drabbanon, unless you need the hair. But if you're going to just, like we today, you give a haircut and you throw away the hair, that's only...
For weeks in the barbershops.
Yeah. So he says, Chad lafil chotchon b'chli hu atzmo leka kan isur d'araisa l'rov poskim, v'kol shakein notlan b'yodo d'chulial meleki isur d'araisa, k'mo shavar, v'od d'kan lo shayach misayeh dafka ba'kofa. He says, and misayeh, he thinks this is wrong also. He says, there's no such thing that if you're Messiah, somebody to do a malacha, that's a deraisa. Only by Makif and Nikov. דווקא בהקופת דרך על המקי ואחד הניקה במשקווה פרש רשבי לנלוקים שמינו לקרוא הכי לא סקיפו לא סניח להקיף don't let him be מקיף אינמי מדאבקי בלושן רבים משקווה דעצרי עוזר רחמון הניקה ומקיף עד כאן לשונו so במילה the Shach Paskins that it was a good psak the Shach Paskins that that it's only the Rabbanon so you should get a goy to do it
but don't you still have the point in terms of it's a minhag we should go a shos but makom mitzvah is not a mitzvah
oh so one second so he says if you hold that it's a real chatzitza So then that's a real, like, Obed Liktos, that's a real chatzitza, so then for sure, he says, it's a mitzvah. But what if you hold that it's only, you can't came the mashman, the poskim, the choponim, mitzvah, him, and the tzivah, In other words, and he's saying, but Lamai says there's a minhag. So he thinks that's good enough. I'll call upon mitzvah he ben atil sipor. In other words, the minhag alone makes it like a mitzvah. So, and if you hold that it's mamash a chatzitza, then for sure you could, it's mutter. So it comes out of machloik. So this machloik is the shach and the taz. Is connected to the machlokas we had before, because the Taz is learning that cutting a nail on Shabbos is a deraisa, even if you're not going to use it, even if you're not going to use the nail. So that we saw in the Rivash and the Ramban said like that. The Shach holds like Tosis that if you're not going to use it, it's a derabbanan. So therefore, the Shach says. Whenever the woman forgot to cut the nail, she has to go to a goy and get it cut off before she can go to the mikvah. That's the shach. And the shach paskins like toisus. That it's the whole thing is only the rabbanon. So then it's a shvus b'shvus b'makom mitzvah.
Can you make anything out of the fact that he says the kudos of kesef says you'll daf yontet?
Which line are you?
5 lines down from the top on page 10.
I think that was just when the case happened. It was the case of the Taz. It could have happened on Shabbos also. But it happened on Yom Tov, so... But I don't think there's anything special about Yom Tov.
This is all with a clipper, right? With a scissor?
Yeah. Scissor? If it's not a scissor, then it's a derabbanan.
According to everybody?
Yeah.
The common denominator.
Right. That's beferish.
Tattoo consider chatzitza?
What?
Tattoo.
Tattoo. Yeah, so you get this shiloh, is a tattoo or chatzitza? So, you get this, I get this shiloh the other way, the henna.
Henna, yeah.
Yeah.
What's
it's like a tattoo. Henna. Yeah, so this shayla comes up. So the klal is like this. The klal is the poskim paskim of the others. If you shut your eyes and you put your hand over and you can't feel it, there's no mamashus that it's not a chatzitza. Chatzitza needs mamashus. If there's no mamashus, like yeah. Have a pen mark on your hand. But you can't feel it. Even though you don't want it to be there, you're makpid. But there's no.
What if it's dug in a little bit? Not that it's sticking out, but it's sticking in.
No. But if you can't feel it,
then you can feel it.
If you can feel it, then that's a different story. But most.
I've never heard of a Holocaust survivor having their tattoo removed because of chatzitza.
Right, because you can't feel it. Did you feel it?
Is it tattooed under the skin?
It's under.
Yeah.
Inside.
Yeah. Did you feel?
It can be a little bit harder. I don't know.
I don't know.
But so that works with the evet though, right? Not the chachila. You can't go in with a pen mark.
Look, we're Makri, we try to get rid of everything, you know, and Chachila, but as a minig to, you know, Makri and everything. But Lamaisa, so the woman who with the henna, so I told her, if she can't feel it, then she can go in.
The henna comes off, though. The henna's a washable thing, isn't it?
Eventually, if she wants.
Takes multiple washings.
It takes many washings.
You see, there are two klolim in Hilchas Chatzitza.
Yes, he puts the henna on a lot. He knows.
The shaver,
yeah. Yeah.
If somebody shaves, and the shaver is so good that he doesn't feel it.
Right, right.
That's me. The tar.
The really is.
On the skin.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Right.
If you feel it, you don't feel it.
Right. So there are two klalim. One klal is if you can't feel it's not a chatzitza, and the other klal is if it's lenoy, if it's for beauty, even if you could feel it, it's not a chatzitza either. So like certain women, this comes up all the time in certain circles, so they want to have those fake nails, and they want to keep it on for a month or whatever. So in certain circles, we try to tell them, everyone, but certain women, you know, they need this. So then, Meikar Adin, it's not Chotzitz because it's Lenoy. Anything Lenoy is not Chotzitz, even if you could feel it. The Chiddush is, if it's not Lenoy, it's like a pen mark. It's not Lenoy. It's fakir. It detracts from the... But if it doesn't have a Mamoshus, then it's not Chotzitz.
But Lenoy means...
Meaning he wants...
You have a thing which is a steady thing. It's like you. It's like a part of you.
Won't you tie that the nails are also lenoy? Because assumingly if someone's going to have fake nails for lenoy, they'll be lenoy. Isn't this whole chumrah all going that nails are not
lenoy?
Yeah.
That would be so makeable with the fake nails. So makeable on the regular nails.
We're not so makeable on the regular nails.
The Taz says no. The Taz says leave them. Just make sure it's clean. Oh, the Shach is the one.
Sorry, so the Shach. And then we still have a heter for noy and fake nails.
You say, what would the Shach say? If the Shach says Omid Liktos...
The Shach would disagree on the concept of Lenoy.
Maybe.
Can I ask?
Yeah, please ask.
It's not about Chatzitza. It's what happened if someone opened the refrigerator and the light opened?
Yeah.
What do you do? The door is now it's open. What is he supposed to do? To call to go, leave it open and...
No, if you open the refrigerator and the light's on, so you get a guy to shut it for you. That's a shvus to shvus.
It means leave the open and put...
You get a guy to...
Yeah,
but in other words, to shut the light on Shabbos is only at the Rabbanon. Kibbuy is only the Rabbanon because it's a melacha shein tzricha l'gufa. Because kibbuy in the Mishkan meant you extinguished the fire because you needed the coal. You wanted to use the coal. You want to use the marker or whatever. You want to use the coal. But if you want just extinguish a fire, you shut off the light because you want to go to sleep. And you want it to be dark. That's a melacha shein tzricha l'gufa. And therefore it's only the rabbanon. So if you get a guy to shut your fridge, it's only the rabbanon. And here, you don't do it, the food is going to get spoiled. Mm-hmm. So,
it's considered let's have a little
more. Secretion.
with a shinui.
From the
Vadya say you can kick it closed or something.
Yeah, maybe do a shinui. It could be another reason. But if you do it with a guy, maybe a shinui. Yeah.
That was our friend calling.
Yeah. So the discussion also. So we pointed out the machlokes between the toisis and the if you cut nails on Shabbos, is it a derais or a derabon? So the question is, but what if you're only cutting the nails for the mikvah? Does that make it better?
As opposed to cutting it
for noi.
Doesn't this go back to the? If you're in the Ramban, I don't. There's no chiluk, but according to the who's the second teacher we have?
The Rivash.
According to the Rivash, in the Mishkan. His whole svara that they took out the hairs from the ore. You could argue that one out, whether that's Lenoi or the Mishkan or the Mitzvah.
Yeah.
So you could make the cases for Mitzvah. It's a combo, which is
yeah.
Exactly.
So he writes here of Goodman. Yeah, look at
it's identical case to the right. Mishkan according to that.
Because here, let me show you. There's a Ramban. Take a look. On page 8. In other words, say you want a shecht on yontif, right? So you move away the hair so you could shecht, right? So you pluck out some hairs from the animal so you could make room to shecht. So what's the din there?
What's the question? You're allowed to shecht. You're allowed to do all the malachos and all the shechit.
It's a chelik from the shechit.
It's a hechshin.
So maybe you suppose maybe. No, but maybe that's machshir eochol nefesh. Maybe that's machshir. Because mochol nefesh is mutter. But machshir eochol nefesh maybe is only mutter if you have shalas soso b'vod yom. Maybe you had a chiyuv to pluck out the hairs before Yom Tov.
And maybe the hairs would go back. No. Since theoretically, a little bit to mess up the shechita.
So he says, Tolish knaf nami l'shechita v'loch ha'shein tzrichel gufahi v'lo m'chay v'lo. Hilkach afil l'chadchil nami sharia mishum simchas Yom Tov. So the Ramban, the Maram Shik points out that the Ramban is the one who's machmired that even if you don't need the hair, it's still a deraisa. But that is only because you want to what? Miyape the person. But if you're doing it to make room for the shechita, so then that's called the Malach HaShem Tzrich L'Gufa. So he wants to know, the Achron wants to know, what if you're cutting the nails?
He said Mishum Simchas Yontif.
Yeah.
Had the Simchas Yontif equal Mishum Simchas Yontif is he's tying this. This sounds like a nice way of saying Ochel Nefesh, not the.
So one second. So
to our.
So one second.
That's not.
Yeah. So one second. One second.
The Rambam's clearly not saying.
So it says, one second. So if you look on page 20, he says, Rav Gutman here has a thing on the bottom. Machlokas achronim b'das haramban. Within the Ramban, benotel tziporim b'tzvilas mitzvah. He says, l'fi shitas haramban nech tzolei achronim m'choshiv l'dayto b'loch ha-tzrich l'gufo olo. T'b'sidrei tayar b'darko holoch maran maram shik etilas tziporim l'tzrich mitzvah l'omikri tikun v'yipui b'gufo. It's just like when you do it for the shechita, It's called the Malach HaShein Tzricha L'Kufa. So he says that if you do it for the Tzorach Mitzvah, it's a Malach HaShein Tzricha L'Kufa. In other words, so it comes out, according to this Shita, not only Toisus would agree it's a Derabbanan, but even the Ramban would agree it's a Derabbanan. Dein Kavonis Netilus Shem Yipo Elim Shum Chatzitza.
So within the Ramban he's quoting that within the Ramban there's a machlokes, what would he say about tefillas mitzvah. In other words, Ramban clearly says if you're cutting something to make it a good appearance, even if you don't need the nails, that's a deraisa. And if you're cutting to make room for the shechita, that's melacha she'eino tzricha l'gufa. So where do you put, if you're cutting for chatzitza purposes, which category does that fall into? So according to Tosis, the only thing we care about are you going to use the nails or not. But the Ramban is more broad. Ramban says you can get a daraisa even if you're not using the nails. So within the Ramban, he quotes here in Goodman, Vachlokas Achronim, what if you're doing it only for tefillah? Would that be a daraisa or not? So, but in the end of the day, you have this Machlokas, and then you have the Machlokas, the Taz and the Shach. And this Taz and Shach relates back to the original Machlokas of that, what to do. So some people are Machmir for... and follow the Shach. I think Rabbi Bari's told me that he thinks that, like the Taz, that you shouldn't cut the nails.
How much does Rabbi Bari hold to the whole concept of cutting the nails to begin with?
Yeah, okay, but he's told me that he thinks that the Taz is... See, according to the Taz, Shidavka shouldn't get the Goy to do it, because you're violating a Daraisa, a potential Daraisa, and... you're violating the Rabbanon of Amir al-Akum. So it's an interesting thing. In other words, the Shach says Dafka to do it, and the Taz says, not if you want it. Dafka, don't do it. So this is a classic machlokes between the Taz and the Shach about the woman who forgot to cut the nails on an Erev Tefillah mitzvah on an Erev Shabbos. Okay.
Shkaya. Yeah, that's the whole...